From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the entire Russian team is banned from the September Paralympic Games. The International Olympic Committee approved the entry of 271 Russian athletes at the Rio Games, about 70% of the country's original team, but the International Paralympic Committee strongly condemned Russia's doping program, including at the 2014 Paralympics in Sochi, Russia, and issued a blanket ban on Russian athletes hoping to enter the September competition, also in Rio. Philip Craven is the IPC president.
It is strongly of the view that the Russian Paralympic Committee is currently unable to ensure compliance with and the enforcement of the IPC's anti-doping code and the World Anti-Doping Code within its own national jurisdiction.
The Paralympic Games is conducted for athletes with physical disabilities. A Thai election official announced Sunday that voters have approved a constitution. The country's military leaders say this opens the way to new elections. Preliminary results show 62% of voters approving the constitution, 38% rejecting it. Iran has executed a nuclear scientist who was convicted of handing over to the United States top secrets about Iran's nuclear program. The execution of Shahram Amari was confirmed Sunday by Iran's official news agency, IRNA. Syrian rebels Sunday broke a three-week government hold on the city of Aleppo, a major military setback for forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. Rebel forces surged through regime territory in the eastern part of the city, pushing government forces out of military colleges and other locations that it had held. This is VOA News. An Australian and an American have been kidnapped in the Afghan capital, Kabul. A local official says men disguised in National Security Forces uniforms kidnapped the two around 8:30 p.m. Kabul time. Police have launched an investigation and an operation is underway to find the abductees. As many as a million people filled the streets of Istanbul, Turkey, Sunday in a display of support for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The mass rally marked an end to nightly demonstrations that have taken place since an aborted coup in July. Storms have claimed the lives of at least 17 people in the Macedonian capital, Skopje. At least six people are missing, about 60 others have been hospitalized, and 1,000 have been evacuated. Health Minister Nikola Todorov says the government plans to issue a two-week state of emergency in most of the affected areas. Torrential rains and strong winds caused flash floods and landslides Saturday. Meteorologists said the average amount of rainfall Skopje receives in August fell in just 2 hours. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is questioning the mental health of his Democratic opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump told a rally in New Hampshire on Saturday that Clinton is an unbalanced, unhinged person. Trump mocked Clinton's comment that she short-circuited in answering a question about her use of an unsecured private email server when she was the country's top diplomat. Trump told the crowd he has a winning temperament. Defending champion Serena Williams battled high winds Sunday to reach the Olympic tennis second round, defeating Australia's Daria Gavrilova 6-4, 6-2. Winds up to 25 kilometers an hour forced a 90-minute postponement of Sunday's matches as winds pounded the Barra complex in Rio de Janeiro. The president of the Philippines has released a list of more than 150 judges, mayors, lawmakers, and military personnel he says are linked to the illicit drug trade. Rodrigo Duterte revoked the gun licenses of anyone on the list and advised them to turn themselves in by Monday for an investigation to clear their names. A Somali minister survived an assassination attempt Sunday when a hand grenade was thrown at his car in Mogadishu. Mohamed Abdullahi Hassan Noah, Minister of Youth and Sport, told VOA the explosive device hit his car while he was shopping at a local market. The minister said his bodyguards were not wounded. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.